Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Doug LeMaurice from the Kings of the North podcast was just with us talking college football and some of the things that have been going on. And two things in particular really stuck out to me. And first of all, Ryan Day making the comments about the automatic bids for the Big Ten, automatic bids for the SEC. Ryan obviously talking Big Ten.
Yeah.
Four automatic bids into the tournament. And when it expands, you know, to 16, which it will. Four automatic bids.
Yeah.
And when I read it, I thought, that defeats the entire purpose of having a wide open tournament, doesn't it? If you're going to guarantee spots. And then the more I listen to Doug, the more I get it. And I can't say it's a bad idea. If it allows you to schedule more aggressively during the regular season, isn't that better for everybody?
Yes.
Because you got to figure the Big Ten and the SEC each and every year are going to get four teams in anyway. Wouldn't they?
I would think so too. So again, this is all based on a 16-team tournament.
Right.
So, you know, with a 12-team tournament, I'm just trying to remember off the top of my head. The Big Ten had Ohio State, Oregon, Indiana, and Penn State. So they had four last year anyway. So, I mean, I don't know how that's really going to change. And then when you expand, it's just going to get even... it just makes sense. Like, I think the SEC, and maybe because I'm sitting in Big Ten country here too, and so maybe I'm sounding a little arrogant about this, but if you had four teams from the Big Ten, four teams from the SEC, and then eight teams, you know, at large or ACC or whatever, however you want to look at it across the board with the other stuff, dude, that's fine. I think that's all right. You know, Notre Dame is obviously probably going to be one of those teams that's going to get in there. That's 9 autos. So I mean, when you look at it, you have to ask yourself, because of the way the SEC and the Big Ten currently look, I don't think it's that big a deal. You're probably going to end up with that anyway. Whether he says it or whether they make it automatic, I don't know that I would be opposed to saying 3 for each either, to kind of give themselves a little bit of wiggle room. And then all of a sudden, you know, you still could end up with 4 or 5 teams with at-large bids rather than the automatic bids. You right. still could end up with 5 teams with at-large bids anyway.
Correct me if I'm wrong here.
Three to me seems like a better number, but I understand why he's saying 4.
The SEC meetings... There's talk coming out of those, and this is what Ryan Day was asked about as well, that by 2026, we're probably looking at a 16-team tournament. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Isn't that the general thinking?
Dan, we're both on that.
And,
yeah,
and right now, if it's 16 teams, you have the top 5 conference champs and then 11 at large. That's kind of the way it looks. If you lock up, but see, is it – is it better for college football and is it better for everybody if the two biggies, the Big Ten and the SEC, each get four automatic bids, which allows them to schedule each other and maybe better regular season college football? Is that better for everybody or is that just better for the Big Ten and the SEC? See, I think that's
but
what this
Big
is going to come down
to. But the Big Ten and SEC are so big now, like...
Yeah, I know, but...
Isn't that everybody anyway?
But isn't that their fault?
That they've decided to have bigger conferences?
Yeah.
Isn't well, that their fault? Can you blame a school for wanting to make more television revenue money?
No, except for this. If you're going to be that good, why do you need the automatic bids? You're going to just get the at-large bids anyway. So couldn't that be an argument against that?
Well, I think the question becomes, do you want Ohio State to play Texas in the regular season?
Do you want them to play Alabama?
Well,
yeah,
well I
do
mean,
you want
if
them
you're
play Auburn,
well, or
do you
rather
want them
have
to
Ohio
play
State?
Bowling Green?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Right.
And by the way, I think Ohio State
does it matter?
I think Ohio State should have to play an in-state school every year in the beginning of the year because that money just goes right back into the system in Ohio. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
I think Ohio State should have to schedule Kent, Akron, Bowling Green, Miami, and OU at least once a season.
I'd
be totally fine with that because they always have a game like that anyway. So why have that money leave the state, leave that money in the state? You're going to get the home gate, and you're propelling the Kent States, the Akrons, those schools to have the opportunity to make more. Or Youngstown, even. Let's not forget about Youngstown there, too.
Would this be accurate? If you keep scheduling the big schools, you know, as Ryan Day said, hey, we can schedule Texas, we can schedule, you know, Florida, blah, 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 blah. Is that just the rich getting richer? And would that maybe ultimately lead to the super conference that we've all talked about forever, where there are, you know, 30 big time colleges that play each other and relegation and blah, blah, blah.
But aren't you just creating the super playoff by having eight already? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, eight automatic bids.
You don't even need the super conference at that point. And you're playing for the national, you're playing for the tournament. This is what I don't like is that, you know, ultimately we're playing for the tournament now. The days of playing for the bowl mean nothing.
Right.
And I also wonder the days of playing for your own conference, do they matter?
It just
Ohio State didn't win.
No.
Right?
It just kind of smells to me like, okay, four automatic bids so that you can play other big schools, the rich getting richer. When I would think ultimately, if you're that good, you're gonna get four teams in anyway. So I don't know that it's absolutely necessary.
This is the big conundrum college football needs to truly figure out, which is, okay, at which point do you hit the NBA problem? We'll call it the NBA problem, where you have more than half the teams making it in, therefore the regular season becomes super watered down.
Yeah.
And you're not totally paying attention to it. And I don't know if college football will ever truly hit that point because there's 300 teams and all of that stuff. But at what point you're trying to tell me, okay, I want to schedule these big boy games in the regular season. Well, do you? Because Indiana made it, and their schedule, they beat the teams that they played. But that wasn't the strongest schedule that they possibly could have pieced together. So are you going to have these teams where they're going to do strength of schedule and go, okay, I'm going to play Texas, and I would love to play Tennessee, and I would love to, you know, and go down the line from there? Or are you going to be somebody like Indiana who's going to go, okay, let's play this lesser team, this lesser team, this lesser team. We'll go up against Ohio State. We'll go up against Penn State. And
if we can win, if
we'll
get
Wisconsin in there too.
If we play one or two really good games and we get those wins,
exactly,
we're not as exposed as if we played six or seven really good teams.
We made the playoff, which means we get our chunk of that big, sweet playoff money.
Yeah. All right, so go back and look at the final 16 teams from last year, and the Big Ten had four teams there, their lowest-ranked team, Indiana, and it mirrors exactly what they got into the playoffs, right?
Right.
So Indiana was eight, Ohio State was six, Penn State was four, Oregon was one.
It's why, yes, this is the quest for more money, and it will always be the search for more money for college athletics. But it's one of those you look at it and go, okay, you're going to get that anyway. So why are you doing this?
Yeah, that's...
Are you trying to strengthen the regular season? That's the question.
Yeah, but
you're not.
But why?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, and
so
again,
why play? Because they
it
want
just so you can make more money.
Well, well I yes. want
it's got
to
be right.
Yeah, but that's the answer to all of it.
Don't right. you want to see top 25 teams play each other but in the regular
do.
Season?
But we do end up having that.
I don't. Ohio State's got Grambling on the schedule next year, right?
Well, right. We can always point to the clunkers along the way. But even like week zero, we've got a couple killer games. Like every week, you end up with top tier games finding their way in just because it's college football. And teams go up and teams go down and all that kind of stuff.
Anthony's in Cleveland Heights. Hello, Anthony.
Hi, Tony. That's right. Hey, so I'll preface this by saying I'm a Florida State guy. I went to Florida State, so that's where my college fandom lies. So rolling back the clock multiple decades, we'll go back to baseball when it became professionalized. You had the Pittsburgh Pirates. They were called the Pirates because they chose a play. They took a player off a different team under questionable circumstances. You had the Cleveland Spiders that lost 134 games because the owner owned the St. Louis Browns or something and took all the good players off the Spiders, moved them to the Browns. So the point, and then you had teams folding. You had players not getting paid, and the powers that be in baseball. We're sitting on the gold mine because people were, it was a national pastime. People were showing up in droves and they got together and they said, this is no way to run a cartel. This is completely unregulated. And so I think everybody who's listening to me now can understand that is where college football is now. You know, Doug had brought up that there, you can't have Oregon in the Big Ten or Stanford in the ACC. It doesn't make any logical sense. So, my guess, where this is headed, and I think you touched on it a little bit, the networks do not want to televise Akron. They do not want to televise Kent State. That's just the way it is. So to answer the, to get to the point
in
where
football,
the made,
yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. The questions, the answer to all your questions is the money. The networks are going to go to the powers that be in college football, the unregulated college football that we have right now, and say, here's $12 billion. Here are the 32 teams we want you to televise. We don't care about anybody else. Go tell them to pound salt, and here's your check. So that's what they're going to do. And then I think at that point, college football is going to dispense with the Big Ten and the SEC because they don't want to be tied to this sort of infighting. They want to run a nice, cohesive cartel where they're making money. So they're going to blow it up, North and South conferences. It's going to be similar to the NFL. And so that they're past all this infighting, because that is the problem. You can't have Ryan Day going out and sniping with the SEC. And I think that the powers that be in college football are going to realize that. And they say that this is done. We are done with this. We're going to move forward with a completely new setup. And then they're going to go to the programs and say, here is the buy-in. here is the money you're going to need. Here is the size of the stadium there you're going to need. You are in or out at this point.
Anthony, thank you very much.
It's interesting. I can't see a world, at least in my lifetime, where there is no SEC or there is no Big Ten.
I can't see these thiefdoms coming to a conclusion without some kind of overall governing body. And we've been waiting for one of those for 100 years.
It still screams to me, you know, like big 30 schools, big 40 schools.
Do you see a world where there's no Big Ten?
With relegation.
I don't see that world.
Or maybe you see it as one. I could see it as one giant conference where it's.
I don't even see that.
Except, guys, does the Big Ten, forgive me, does the Big Ten even exist anymore?
Absolutely.
I mean, well, yes.
I know, but the Big Ten that, when you throw in Oregon, and you throw in UCLA, and you throw in USC, is that the Big Ten, or is that just a big conference?
They said the same thing when they put Rutgers and Nebraska in. They probably said the same thing when Penn State came in, although Penn State was a natural fit.
You can get in the car and drive.
Yeah, but that's not, but the point of it isn't being able to do that. It's the point of it is having competitive athletics against the best other schools in the country.
And is just a super conference.
That's fine. They almost ought to scrap
the names.
They should have got rid of it when they didn't have 10 teams, right?
Well,
and they stuck the number 11 in there.
They did in many cases.
That's the problem. You're never going to get the power 4.2, I think we could call it at this point, conferences together and have them come to any kind of a conclusion where they're all going to agree. They're going to continue to operate as four families. I mean, it really is. It's like borderline like The Godfather at this point, you know, where you're the meeting of the five families. Like,
they might still adopt people from others.
Right. You know, and they might still steal people from all over the place, but you're never going to get rid of those. Like maybe the Big 12 falters a little bit and then somebody scoops up the Big 12, but then the Big 12 is going to go out and grab somebody else from one of the smaller schools and still have their cable deal until that comes up. And I mean, that's how this is always going to end up going. Like, I got a feeling we'll see a Pac-12 again. It wouldn't shock me if all of a sudden the Pac-12 figures out the new deal they're with Apple TV Plus making a boatload of dough or Netflix making a boatload of dough.
And then all of a sudden one of their teams becomes great and then they end up right. And then all of a sudden, I want to be in the Pac-12.
SC's looking around going, damn, this Big Ten deal isn't what it used to be.
As if with NIL, these guys aren't already making money and no longer really just college athletes. Doug's thought about the fifth year for quarterbacks turns this into pro quarterbacks playing college football, does it not?
Oh, make it worse.
We'll discuss next on Baskin and Phelps.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.